Thank you, children. You see, I call them children because they call me Pop. I don't know why. It couldn't be my age because this is 1947 and I just came here in 1910. Maybe it's because I pop with pride when they sing well. I'd like to tell you of the progress made in singing at Agnes Scott in the last 40 years. Way back before my time, in the days of the Agnes Scott Academy, the entire student body sang a program of Christmas carols before the Christmas holidays. From this grew the Christmas Carol Choir, which gives a program each year. The carol you have just heard, "Hear a Torch, Jeanette, Isabella," has been sung more often than any other. The Glee Club was organized in 1908 with Gussie O'Neill as its first president. After she married me and became Mrs. Lewis Johnson, she directed the choir and the Glee Club for about 15 years and organized two new groups, the Special Chorus and the Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Company. The first of these was formed about 25 years ago when one of the civic clubs of Atlanta asked that a group from our Glee Club be allowed to sing at one of their luncheons. Dr. Gaines was very doubtful about the propriety of our girls leaving the campus and singing for a group of men. But after much persuasion by an outstanding member of the First Presbyterian Church of Atlanta, they were allowed to go with the understanding that there would be four chaperones. Our best singers were selected, and a program of light, gay numbers was prepared. This chorus was very popular from the first, and they now have many more engagements than they can accept. During this Second World War, they gave 25 concerts for the boys in the camps and hospitals, and they continue to sing for many luncheons, banquets, and conventions. I am the only chaperone now. And speaking in terms of Gilbert and Sullivan, I am sure that Major General Stanley was never more proud of his 24 daughters, all of whom are beauties, than I am of this group. And like Sir Joseph Porter, my bosom swells with pride when I see the splendid enthusiasm with which they are always received. The special chorus at Agnes Scott College will sing for you their most popular number, "Will You Remember," from Maytime.
I love you too.
was in 1931 that the Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Company was organized. It has given an opera each year since, beginning with a performance of Pinafore, staged and directed by Mrs. Johnson. This was a memorable event, since singers of the male variety joined us for the first time. To sing a leading role in an opera is the crowning event in an Agnes Scott vocal student's life. In my 37 years here as director of the vocal department, there have been thousands of singers at Agnes Scott. I have had over 500 vocal students. I hope they learned many of the fundamentals of good singing. But more important to me is the knowledge that with the songs in their hearts, they have brought joy to some, condolence to others, and happiness in their homes, and they have stimulated communities to sing together. Through all these ways, the girls have themselves seen the reflection and felt the power of music over human souls. That has been my opportunity at Agnes Scott. And if my students have, through me, received even a small spark of the joy singing brings, then my years here have been in truth blessed.
When far from the reach of my